Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I'm from Eros Coaching. That's EROScoaching.com. And in today's show, I'll be summarizing the past 11 episodes of Eros Evolution. So I've been doing this for 2 years now, coming to 3 years, and periodically from time to time I like to reflect on what I've learned from each of my different guests. And the purpose is actually also not just for listeners but also for myself, because it's very easy for life to go by and for things to go on, and unless we really take the time to reflect on what we've learned, a lot of times we don't realize how we have grown. And by doing this little kind of a summary of each previous show, what happens is I'm also doing a little kind of a cheat sheet for listeners out there, so you can decide whether there are certain shows that you would like to listen to in entirety. And you will be able to find every single episode of Eros Evolution by going to the link eroscoaching.com/Eros Evolution, one word. And what I've done is I have put every single show plus the link back to the station on this link, eroscoaching.com/Eros Evolution. So this allows you to be able to scroll up and down on that page and have access to every single page. Also, if you have like certain topics that you're looking for, certain keywords, you can do a Control F if you're using a laptop, and be able to find those keywords. Over the years, I've interviewed many different kinds of guests, really, and I've talked about every single topic relating to sexuality that I can think of, from Tantra, you know, sacred sexuality, to Taoism. Even last week, eye intuition or eye reading, and BDSM, bondage, domination, sadomasochism, play with pain and pleasure. People who come on the show and we described it as sensation play, energy play. So it's been really interesting to be able to interview my colleagues and also people who are not sexologists, even relationship coaches and different practitioners when it comes to holistic health. And I've learned a lot and benefited a lot, and I've also met many people, and I've been really definitely very honored by them coming onto the show. So yeah, so check out the different episodes. And in today's show, I'll be summarizing the past 11 episodes, as I've mentioned. And without further ado, let's get started. The last time I did this recap was August 17, and the week after that was August 24th, obviously. And it was episode 136. You know, over the time, we can dispute the episode number. However, I just let's just say it's 136 episodes. Then, in that show, we were shining a light on infidelity and healing with Renee Nielsen, and Renee is very accomplished. She's the first African-American certified sex therapist. She also is a certified infidelity recovery coach, and she has a 7-step program providing the tools and education to assist them in their journey. And her company name is called Kaleidoscope Services, and she's Renee Nielsen. She did talk about the stages of emotions that comes up when you discover infidelity, from anger, revenge, to blame, to feeling numb and overwhelmed, shut down in order to function. So for her, it's about acknowledging the different emotions so that you can have true well-being and not go into a downward spiral of not talking about it and increasing your levels of withdrawal and going into a self-conscious turmoil. She thinks that when it comes to monogamy, people just assume that if they go into a relationship, that things will just magically fall into place, and that cheating is somehow glorified in the form of the forbiddenness of it, and we pay lip service to monogamy. And she emphasizes on honest communication and commitment. And she talks about the usefulness of having a 20-minute monologue for couples to check in when it comes to the body, mind, and the heart. And even this monologue is a learned behavior that over time becomes more easy for couples, especially the one who doesn't really communicate usually. And so that was very important to learn that everything is possible and it does come easier with practice. She talks about the seven stages in the show. First one is coming back to commitment, to then talk about the what she calls the affair story. She also talks about going into different levels like personal healing, talking about sex and intimacy that probably was not fully addressed in the relationship, and then emotional needs, forgiveness that is needed, and then moving forward. So this 7-step program that she has takes between 3, 6, or 9 months depending on the couple. And instead of talking about what went wrong, there's this fear of punishment. It's really about recommitting to each other. So that's Renee Nielsen in the episode 138, 6, sorry. And the week after, I invited Dawn Michael. She's a colleague of mine again. She's a certified hormone specialist, certified sexuality counselor of American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. She's an advisory board member there, and also a certified sexologist of American College of Sexologists, member of Society of Scientific Study of Sexuality. Yeah, so she has a lot of credentials, and she's been doing this for a really long time. She's really my senior, and you can find her at thehappyspouse.com. The show title was Why My Husband Won't Have Sex With Me. And it's a very taboo subject, and actually she was coming on the show also introducing her new book with the same title, My Husband Won't Have Sex With Me. And she talks about this as a silent growing epidemic, and society always talks about men wanting to have sex all the time. And so when he doesn't, instead of looking at the whole picture, the woman often gets blamed. So this is a different approach that she's doing in the book. And she's also talked about her second book, The Ultimate Intimacy Guide for Passionate People. And that was the second book. And this is a follow-up book. And it's more of like a workbook. So really practical and useful. A few points that she talked about in the show. She talked about the importance of addressing the changes that happens with the raising of a child that comes with pregnancy, with affairs and of the heart, emotional affair, and then of course physical affair. She talks about loss of desire. She talks about the explaining long-term marriages, the role of alcohol and drugs, and the different ways in which one can approach the partner without anxiety. She also addresses porn and how it affects the relationship, and also about religion and spirituality. So she's really excited about how to help couples to make relationship their first priority. So that's Dawn Michael, and you can find this episode, as I mentioned earlier, going to my website, eroscoaching.com/erosevolution, finding that episode. And there is a link to the show title, the profile of the guest, and then the link to listen to the show. So I backlink everything. And if you find that you have any difficulties with listening to the shows and there are any broken links, I really appreciate it if you let me know. If you let me know, because then I can correct it. And this is the link that I direct people to. So definitely you'll be helping other people as well in reporting any broken links to me. The next episode was called The Sacred Shadow with Sean Love. And very interestingly, he's a professional male escort, specializes in what he called conscious kink. And in the show, he explained how he operates, how he works. And he's won awards. He's won the 2015 Sex Worker of the Year Award by Sexual Freedom. And the award recognizes trailblazers in the sexuality field. And by winning this award, it goes to prove that he's a good ethical practitioner. And he talks very strongly about the importance of emotional availability and having strong emotional versatility when it comes to working with clients, because he needs to be at a good place so that he can hold space and be able to work with clients when it comes to intimacy. There's different aspects to it. There's intimacy, touch, cuddling, lovemaking, and he explores the shadow side, the hidden side, the forbidden side when it comes to sexuality. So he talks about how he works with the chakra, which is a body-based approach. And he talks about how he uses different practices, learning from Carl Jung, for instance, knowing and looking at your sexual shadow. Talks about shadow trauma, people who, for instance, are homophobic, and also the use of ritual, using body-based EFT to different modalities in order to work with his clients. He talks about his own self-care routine as well. And it's really a very interesting show because he talks about himself in such a vulnerable way. And it's not often you listen to someone talk about his sexuality in such a beautiful way. So yeah, that's Sean Love, and we'll listen to the other episodes, a summary of the episodes after this break.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where we explore the link between sex and spirit every single week. And today we're doing a different kind of a show. We're doing a cheat sheet. That's right. We are going back and summarizing the past 11 episodes of Eros Evolution. It's really important to, from time to time, look back at who I've had on the show, so as to synthesize the learning, and also for listeners who are busy to be able to look at which are the ones that you really want to listen to in entirety. So it's not just about producing episode by episode, week after week. It's really important, I feel, to take the time to reflect. So let's go into episode 138, which happened on September 14th. And in that show, the title was Discover Desire Through Orgasmic Meditation with Tony Rowley. And he's a OM practitioner, or orgasmic meditation practitioner. And this is a practice that is different from what I do, which is orgasmic yoga. And this practice is really about being present with the person. There is a stroker and a strokee, and the stroker strokes the clit. And it's not just the clit, it's actually the clitoral shaft or the over the clitoral hood. And there's complete presence. You use your left index finger, the strokee opens up the thighs, and they're very specific about the different position, the pressure, the speed of the stroke, and there's complete presence in that stroking for 15 minutes. So you don't have to be paired with somebody that you're attracted to, not even of your preferred sexual orientation. It's really a practice on being present. What you do is you allow yourself to go into this practice of receiving, and it can be really profound. It's also not about orgasm or climax, not about attraction or gender, as I mentioned. And it's really just about being present and allowing yourself to feel sensation. So this really helps to open up the neural pathways of the body, and really a very profound practice, yet very simple. So if you're interested to find out more about Tony and how he got into the practice and his offer, he had a very generous offer in the show. Basically, people who contact him will be able to receive a free Skype coaching session. So he actually coaches couples who are not in Philadelphia, where he's based, and he then takes you through it. So he doesn't do stroking with other people. He's in a monogamous relationship, but he teaches. And so it's really important to be able to understand like this, how this can deepen your connection and intimacy with your partner if you so desire. So very generous offer from him. And do listen to the episode, Discover Desire Through Orgasmic Meditation. Once again, you can go to erosevolution.com/erosevolution. So this is where every single episode is there. And also, if you have questions, feedback for me, you can email me at drmarthalee@eroscoaching.com. Okay, so in episode 140, on September 21. Give us this day our daily pleasure with Jenny Joy. She's a very experienced tantrica leadership life and intimacy coach. And she talks about orgasmic vitality in that show. And I was very curious what orgasmic vitality is all about. And so let me describe this to you. It's basically a practice of movement. So what you do is you do your kundalini shaking. What this means is you just shake. You just shake for 5 minutes. 10 to 15 is better, is ideal. What you're doing is you are conscious about raising the energy in your body, basically. So you shake and you're raising your energy. You're getting your body warmed up. And you're starting to feel warm and hot. And then for 15 minutes, what you do is you do what she calls a dolphin wave through the spine. So it's very much linked to belly dancing. So what you're doing is you tilt and tuck your pelvis and you allow your spine to just be relaxed and to flow. So what you do then is as you are doing this dolphin wave, you set an intention for the day. And you direct this energy that is being generated by your body and through the dolphin wave and letting it shoot out through your body into your intention for the day. So it's very much about raising energy, shaking, and then redirecting the sexual energy through the dolphin wave into your intention for the day. It's like a prayer. So the whole thing would take about 20 minutes. She believes that because we have all this energy in our pelvis and is locked down and trapped down there, when we are conscious about raising our sexual energy, we become more productive and we become happier. So this is a very important practice that she described. And if you like to hear what she's saying word for word, then please go listen to that episode. In the show, she also talked about other things. She talked about how she believes that when it comes to habits, it's about having step changes. Instead of having like one big life-changing thing, have small things. She talked about small things, step change, including practices like, for instance, meditation, cooking as a very grounding practice to also encourage us to slow down. She talks about sometimes watching your favorite soap opera even, to really come back to pleasure. And she recommended HitSpace, the app, to guide people into meditation. And then she mentioned heart math. So it's heart math, M-A-T-H, so one word. This is a device that I use as well. What they do is they have a tracking to monitor your heart rate. And you can actually, through practice, get into a very deep meditative state with your meditation. So it's a feedback device. In the show, she talks about touch. She talks about the importance of getting back into your body and the heart, tummy, gut, which stores a lot of emotional tension. So if we start listening to our heart and listening to our tummy, we come back to our body. And this allows us to come to a state of stillness, calmness, and from there, lead our lives from there. She also talks about orgasm in the show and how do I want to be in my life? This being a very important question that you can ask yourself so as to really get into an erotic place within yourself, to make love from that space of how do I want to be in my life. So allowing your sexuality to be a practice of allowing the divine to come in. She talks about the link between doing and done to versus being fluid and being off flow. And sometimes when we engage in sexual activity, it's a little bit like going into the unknown. And so it can be scary. What a lot of people end up doing is they fall back into a formula. So that's what she means by being fluid and being in flow. So constantly asking ourselves that question of how do I want to be in my life will really allow us to be more open. So she did mention some statistics in the show. So yeah, if you are kind of a geek when it comes to these things, then do listen to that episode on September 21st. The next episode that I had was on September 28th, episode 141, and it's from Good Christian Girl to Sex Coach with Lucy Rowitt. And she is based in London. She's a colleague, a new sex educator. And she talks about the link between sex, spirit, and transformation. Her story from evangelical Christianity to embracing sex and spirit. So she is a church-going, God-fearing household, grew up in that kind of a environment with negative beliefs about sexuality. So she had a health breakdown, and because she had to rebuild her life from the ground up, so she came into learning how to embrace her sexual energy through connecting to spirit. And this journey of debunking shame, loving her body, coming back home to her core sexual essence was what she was sharing in that show. So for those of you who are recovering from religious conditioning about sex, you really are not alone. There are many people who have gone before you. And this is one episode in which she's sharing her personal journey. So this is where sex coach talks about their personal life. And it's really important because as coaches, we often are not allowed ethically to talk about our clients and their stories. And so what ends up happening is we talk about our own stories and we use our lives to inspire, to motivate, to heal clients by being really vulnerable. And so Lucy Rowitt was doing exactly that in that episode. So do tune in to that episode 141. And it's also on my YouTube channel, actually. Every single episode of Eros Evolution has been uploaded also on my YouTube channel. And you can find the channel by going to Dr. Martha Lee. Every day, I'm actually been releasing one free educational video, short one, answering different sex questions. So yeah, if you're interested to receive more sexuality information, knowledge, then do check out my website. That's arrowsevolution.com, my YouTube channel, that's Dr. Martha Lee, and the radio show Arrows Evolution. Every single episode, you can just go to Arrows Evolution at a glance. You can Google Arrows Evolution at a glance and you'll come to that page as well. So yeah, I've been very diligent in making sure that I put out every single episode so that it's easy for people to find them and to have access to them. So definitely check it out. We have 1 minute to break, and I at this point just want to mention that this week I received the print copy of my third book, From Princess to Queen. And it's available for people to order on Kindle and also now on Amazon as a physical book. And From Princess to Queen was also talked about in episode 142 on October 5th. And I'll talk more about it after this break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
You guys know this, you are listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. So that makes it really cool and convenient. So do share this because you never know, you might be helping somebody to heal different things relating to their love, life, sex, spirituality. And so yeah, share this, especially if you're, you know, driving a lot. Lots of people listen to podcasts when they're driving. So yes, coming back to today's show, we're summarizing the different episodes of Eros Evolution, and I do this periodically because it's important to do a recap, reflect, and regroup. And okay, so in episode 142 on October 5th, I mentioned earlier, just before the break, I talked about my third book called From Princess to Queen. And for those of you out there, I just want to do a quick shout out. If you're interested to review my book, meaning you would read it and then write your opinion about it, post it on Amazon especially, then just reach out to me and I'll send you a free book. I'll send the book to you for free because I'm looking for people to review my book and allow more people to know about it, because the more people who know about it, the more people who share about it, the more people get to benefit from what I've put into this book. So what is this book? In this book, I share my view relating to sex and spirituality, yes, and also sex and sexuality. So I'm the first sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality in Singapore, and I've been in practice for 7 years now. The original title of this book was I Survived the 7 Year Itch, and instead of this being such an egoistic kind of a book, something that really spoke more to my heart was the story of being a princess. And growing up, influenced by Walt Disney and Hollywood and all those cartoons, fell into the trap of the happily ever after. And so I decided to do a little bit of a review by putting the different stories relating to my sexuality in this book. But it's not just a personal review. I'm not really interested in just share and tell and really glorifying myself. I'm really interested in helping my clients, helping readers to read, know, and learn. So that book had every chapter was a little bit of a story, but then it led into very practical tips of what you can do to learn from what I've gone through, so that you don't have to go through what I've gone through and really benefit from it. So for instance, the book opens with my masturbation story, which I've talked about, and So I'm retelling this story in the book, put it in print for the first time in the form of a book. And so then at the end of the chapter contains tips on what someone could do if they're learning to masturbate for the first time. So the book kind of follows this flow, and there are 13 chapters in that book talking about not just masturbation, talking about, for instance, learning tantra, learning and explaining what a heartgasm is for me, and my spiritual path, the link between sex and spirit. So there's a lot in there really to unpack, because I've tried to make it really simple and really progressive. I also talk in the book about how our parents and the messages that we receive growing up affects our relationship with sexuality as an adult as well. So the healing that needs to take place. I talk about heartbreaks. I talked about how was married twice, and what happened for the first time, what happened in those marriages, and really what advice I have for people out there. There's also one chapter focused on all the things that I've learned in the 7 years of my practice working with long-term couples, and I've been very careful with the languaging to not make assumptions that people in long-term relationships are married, and also that a lot of people who are in relationships are heterosexuals. So I try to be really careful about the languaging. And I really hope that this is a book that benefits readers when it comes to healing their own relationship with their sexuality. Also for those people who want to reclaim their femininity. And so it's more than a coming of age book. I've tried to keep it really practical. So yeah, in that particular episode, I talk about the book. So if you're interested to learn more, then do check out that particular episode. So on October 12th, Time Flies, I interview Rani Niederman, and the show title is Manifesting Your Spirit in Daily Life. And this is very much based on his book called Be Your Spirit. I read his book, I reviewed his book, and if you go to my website, Be Your Spirit, I did do a book review. And this book is really a hard read, very, very dense and packed with lots of information. It's not something that you can just read quickly in one sitting. It's something that you read and then you need to do, because then that's when you really get what he's trying to say. So he's very well learned. He has a PhD, master's in social work, and he's a social worker. So his dissertation was the conceptualization of the model of spirituality. He's always been spiritual because his mom is a yoga teacher. And so he's been practicing yoga since childhood, and he's practiced Eastern disciplines for most of his life. He has a second degree black belt in Aikido and longtime practitioner of Tai Chi, Filipino martial arts, and Kendo. So he's really into energy, and so he has a different perspective because he's doing this out of his own desire of evolution, because he actually does other work. And so the book, the publicity for his book, is really far and beyond what he really does for income. And so the show talks about increasing your connection with your spirit, talks about the link between sex and yoga, and the role your sexuality plays as a means for connecting with and expressing your spirit in the world. So I really adore this guy. He talks about something completely random in the show. He talks about him working on his next book, which is a fantasy book, and it's an action thriller book and called The Myth of Love. So it's a novel actually, and it's entertaining, it's dark, and so very interesting. Okay, so let me try to summarize what he said. There are three ways to define spirituality. There's your personal spirit, your connection with your personal spirit. Then there's universal spirit, which is with God or source. And then there's the afterlife relationship that you have. And so if you start to get that sense of that personal spirit, then everything, the why, just comes from there. And very much packed with information. So I recommend definitely that you listen to the episode 143, Manifesting a Spirit in Daily Life. The next show on October 19 was exploring Planet Orgasm with Annie Sprinkle. So let me tell you, Annie Sprinkle is so, so famous. She is my teacher. She's a guru. She's done so many things. She considers herself an artist above and beyond everything else. So Annie Sprinkle has passionately researched and explored sexuality for over 40 years, sharing her experiences through films, books, articles, and photography. She was the first porn star to earn a PhD, the same PhD from my school, and she's taught hundreds of sex workshops for all genders. And this book, Exploring Planet Orgasm, is the episode. It's based on her new book. It's a picture book, and it's beautifully done. It synthesizes everything that she's learned. She does it in a humorous way, and I've read the book. I've reviewed the book, so that's why I can talk about the book. I love her book. I absolutely love it, and I strongly recommend that people read it, get it, buy it, gift it for Christmas. It's really beautiful. I say this because I'm a sexologist, and I've read tons and tons of things about, of course, sex and orgasms. And Annie Sprinkle defines orgasm in a different way in her book, and she explains why. She includes the fascinating history of orgasm research in her book, Definition of Orgasm, The Seven Keys to Having a More Mind-Blowing Blast Off. The book is fun. It also describes giving clear instructions on how to learn how to have an energy orgasm, a breath orgasm, and also talks about different types of orgasms, dreamgasms, nipplegasms, crygasms, minigasms, megagasms, moregasms. It's fun, it's funny, and it's also practical, okay? It's not just something that you look at, laugh at. There are actual things that you learn from. So it's a very beautiful combination, because she actually also included interviews with her colleagues, and they are also big names as well. So I was so grateful, so happy that she agreed and came on the show. Let me tell you, it wasn't easy to synthesize our schedules. So she came live and she did the show. I adore her, love her, really recommend you listen to the episode, because she's fun, she's funny, she's cute, she's adorable, and I love her. So yeah, listen to episode 144, October 19, Exploring Planet Orgasm. And you can also purchase her book through Amazon. So we are 1 minute to break, and I want to give a shout out to how you can find out every single episode that is coming up on Eros Evolution. You go to Facebook and you key in Eros Evolution, you'll be able to get the link to my radio show, facebook.com/Eros Evolution. So I have a Facebook page dedicated to Eros Evolution, different from my Eros Coaching Facebook page, which I also suggest that you follow. But actually what happens is I update this, right? So if you follow, like it, and you'll be able to find out who are the guests in advance. So do subscribe, follow Eros Evolution on Facebook as well. So yeah, we have a break, and we'll come back to the last 15 minutes of the show. Stay tuned.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Hello and welcome to the last 15 minutes of today's show. If I sound different, it's because I have flu, that's right. I don't feel so good, but the show has to go on, and so I'm here at 5:45 a.m. in Singapore. So with the daylight change, now I can sleep one extra hour before coming on every week, and I'm going to be able to do this for the next 6 months, so I'm hooray, I'm really happy. Okay, so without further ado, today I'm summarizing all the past 11 episodes of Arrow's Evolution. I have two more episodes, and so here we go. On October 26th, episode 145, Living Your Sensuous and Orgasmic Life with Mayola Woods. Yes, we talked about pleasure, and she's actually based in Australia. And she's an author, certified sexological body worker and somatic sex educator. So she has extensive experience in education, body work, and energetics. And she's a sexual being, of course. She's a mother of four teenagers and a pleasure enthusiast. And so in that show, she talks about the importance of pleasure and how we can have pleasure, and we should have practices that includes pleasure in our daily life. And let me look at my show notes. Okay, she talked about if we have more pleasure, we will have less war, and that it's really important that we approach pleasure with curiosity and with innocence. When there is safety and respect, then this is when we blossom and open up like a flower. She talks about how when there are people who have gone through traumatic experiences, by approaching pleasure with curiosity, with safety, this can be very cathartic, and people can begin to expand rather than continue to stay small and contracted. She talks about aesthetic body experiences and how she teaches that, pleasure being really important. So some of her mantras include practice with curiosity. Pleasure is love in motion. Let's pause on that and let's meditate on that. Practice with curiosity, just like a child. And pleasure is love in motion. Beautiful. And just like many of my colleagues, she was emphasizing on the importance of breath, how with our breath we come back to consciousness, and with that awareness we can go into choice, the choice of increasing or decreasing sensation in our body. And with choice, with awareness, this is where we can go really deep into what's happening inside our body. By going from not having awareness or numbness to true awareness, because I certainly feel that if we have awareness, body awareness, we're comfortable and we can choose moment by moment what is it that we want to experience, We want to be more excited, or we want to calm down our sympathetic nervous system. When we are at choice, we become powerful. And so important that we not shut down and deny the power that is within us. And we be happy and we be pleasureful. And So she talks about also the five principles to meditation. She started to give a little talk about her ebook. So let me just go through the five principles that she has. The first one is presence. First, you need to be present. You need to practice. You need to have a purpose, intention, be purposeful. The fourth is approach meditation with curiosity, and the fifth with pleasure. So presence, practice, purposeful, curiosity, pleasure. And these are all in her ebook as well. So you can go to her website, that's eroticcoaching.com.au. That's right, eroticcoaching.com.au, Myola Woods. That's Myola Woods. And do check out her work, because every single one of my guests who've come on, they're all pioneers, they're all amazing, they're all brave warriors, and it's really good to learn from different practitioners, because sometimes you get a different perspective, and you learn from different people, and then you grow much faster than if you learn from one teacher. But you start from one teacher, you start from one, you follow their work, I feel, and then let yourself be guided by your intuition. Okay, with the next episode that I had, the last one that I'm summarizing for today's show, that happened last week, November 2, Intuitive Eye Readings, The Window to Your Soul and Soulmates with Laura Lee Shimayo. She is an intuitive eye reader. She's a body psychology coach. She's a hiring consultant and romantic matchmaker. And she's been reading, coaching, matchmaking, and teaching people professionally for over 10 years. She is very scientific in her approach, and she's very heady. She, for somebody who's spiritual and intuitive, she certainly is really into all the facts, figures, information, archetypes, pagology, and all this stuff. And so in the episode, she was describing her work, how she got into it. She explained the different archetypes in her eye reading. She also talks about her book and how she gets clients. So if you she was also making a free an offer in the book, in the episode. If you send her 2-3 photographs of yourself, she'll be able to tell you one of your strengths, so for free. So do listen to the episode, do check out her offer, it's lauraleeshimayo.com. That's Laurelei Shimayo.com, and she has another website, TribeTypes.com, and her Facebook.com/TribeTypes. So, very interesting person talking about eye readings. Because you could use eye readings to support you with finding a soulmate. And in that episode, I asked her why we need to make sure we are compatible with that person besides having a soul connection. And she talks about that there are certain values, certain things that we are more complementary with one person than the other. And she also talks about how eye readings can be useful when it comes to figuring out your life purpose. So it's not just for finding your soulmate. So really interesting episode. I recommend listening to it in entirety. So yeah, do check it out. Next week, I'll be having a different guest, we're going to be talking about Say Yes to Pleasure with Gaia. She's, Gaia, a sexual wellness coach and BDSM life coach, and she's very famous. She's her website is succulentliving.com. So next week we'll be talking about saying yes to pleasure. And yes, so once again, I want to give a shout out. You can go and listen to every single episode of Eros Evolution by going to the link eroscoaching.com/Eros Evolution and go to facebook.com/Eros Evolution and you can also subscribe to my YouTube where I upload every single episode of Eros Evolution and to go to my YouTube, key in DR Martha Lee, you'll be able to find it. And I have lots of stuff that I've done over the years. So what I've started doing was put up all these videos answering commonly asked sex questions so as to benefit more people. One day, if I pass on to a better place, I really hope to be able to help more people. And so I've created this legacy of content and also published 3 books now. And so right now I'm in that phase where I am looking for people to review my book and also to support me in publicizing my book. And I have a signature talk that came from my book, which I have summarized in the previous episode on Eros Evolution, From Princess to Queen, on episode 142. In the episode, I summarized what I've learned in the 7 years being a sexologist and working with people in long-term relationships, the differences that they have. For instance, a person who is a morning person, who is a night person, a person who's more spontaneous when it comes to sex versus someone who is more responsive, somebody who is much more, you know, following their desire as opposed to somebody who actually needs more time to prepare themselves for sex. So these are some of the differences that are evident in my clients and also people who speak different love languages. Check out 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman. I mention all this in my book. So I synthesize everything that I've learned. And then there are also couples who have different conflict styles. It's important to understand that not everybody wants to trash it out. Then there are some people who need time to think through and they are more logical. And then you have people who are introverts, extroverts coming together, people who are more of a talker versus somebody who talks less. A person who is more of a touch person versus someone who is less of a touch person, person who is more demonstrative in public. So these differences creates a lot of conflict in a long-term relationship. At first you come together and then there's this period of forming where you need to have the commitment to each other. And then there's also the need to really understand the importance of having passion in your relationship. So yeah, do contact me if you'd like to give me any feedback who I can have on Eros Evolution. Email me at drmarthalee@eroscoaching.com. In the meantime, yes, have a great week ahead. And I wish you well. And let's stay in touch. drmarthalee@eroscoaching.com. Goodbye.